This is Campaign Trails. I'm Rich Egger, along with Jana Dietz. And Jana, can you tell us who our guest is today?
Today, we have my colleague, Dr. Vin Ogier. His area of expertise is in international relations, and he will be a great guest for us today as we talk about the last presidential debate.
Yeah, and the last presidential debate focused on foreign policy. You've had a couple days to think about it now. What did you think of what you heard?
Well, I think the thing that was most noticeable, which many people have commented on, is that there was relatively little difference between the two candidates on many of the issues that came up. Governor Romney agreed openly with the president's policy on several issues in terms of Mubarak, in terms of the getting rid of his regime, in terms of the drone strikes, in terms of not using U.S. military forces in Syria, in terms of the withdrawal date from Afghanistan. These are all things where the governor explicitly agreed with what the president has done and will be doing. On a few other issues, there were minor differences in rhetoric on Iran and on China, but not really big differences in policy in many ways.
You would think debates, the candidates would try to set themselves apart from one another. So did it surprise you to hear so much consensus?
It did, especially given the fact that on the campaign trail over the past few months, Governor Romney has often staked out positions that were considerably more, hardline, I guess, for lack of a better word, compared to the president. He did try to distinguish himself from the president in a couple of different ways, in terms of advocating more defense policy, more spending on defense, in terms of his somewhat odd notion of indicting Ahmadinejad of Iran for genocide. It's not clear who would do that or how that would be done, but it's kind of a novel thing that he introduced there, but I don't think it's going to make a big difference in terms of people's perception of his foreign policy approach.
Do you think that the strategy in general then helped at all with the perception of each candidate trying to show that they are the strongest in terms of the commander-in-chief role?
I think from the Romney campaign's perspective, the goal was probably just to come off as very reassuring, calm, reasonable, someone who was not anxious to use U.S. military forces overseas, since most of the public clearly is not interested in seeing that done in the anytime in the near future. And clearly the president wanted to come off as seeming commanding and in an almost aggressive a little bit in terms of his knowledge of foreign policy issues. I can understand the Romney campaign's approach, because just yesterday I heard an audio clip of the president on the campaign trail telling the audience that there was a choice between a foreign policy that was reckless and wrong or stable and strong. And so, he's kind of drawing that comparison. And to the extent that Romney didn't come off looking reckless, he might have been able to blunt the president's attack a little bit in that regard. I don't know whether Romney's foreign policy advisors were all happy about this. Most of those people, based on their writings and their criticisms of the Obama administration, are much more hardline than what the governor talked about. So they might have been banging their heads on the wall during the debate, thinking that Romney should be staking out a more tough position on many issues, China, Syria, Iran, compared to the president. But maybe the advice from the political advisors was to tone that down. In terms of the governor's presentation.
Would some of those people be advising Romney if he's elected president?
Undoubtedly.
The hardliners?
Undoubtedly, some of them are in a position to be in the Romney administration. It's impossible to predict who will have what position, but many of them served under in the George W. Bush administration. Their views are pretty well known on a variety of different issues, and presumably at least some of them would get positions in a Romney administration. Now, how much weight they would have in shaping a Romney foreign policy compared to some more moderate advisors who are also present in the Romney campaign, that's very hard to predict.
So you've been talking so far about what you heard a couple nights ago. you surprised by anything you did not hear? Were there any issues you were expecting to come up that never got discussed?
I think there are a lot of issues that are important that weren't discussed. Given the framework of the debate, the way that the moderator pretty much got to choose the topics that the candidates were going to speak about, perhaps it was inevitable that some things didn't come up. But you know, one of the major issues in world politics today and one of the biggest influences on U.S. economic success or failure or difficulty in the year or two to come is what's going on in Europe in terms of the European debt crisis, in terms of their attempts to manage that. And other than Governor Romney warning that we shouldn't become Greece, that didn't come up at all. Other than one brief reference to trade with Latin America, everybody else in the Western Hemisphere was ignored during the entire debate. There are certainly – trade issues are certainly important, but there are many other issues, political, economic, immigration issues with Latin America that were not discussed. Africa didn't come up except for a few brief references to the difficulties in the country of Mali where Al-Qaeda-related groups have taken over part of the country. No discussion of India as a the largest democracy in the world and a country that the U.S. has increasingly important ties with. Global warming didn't come up. Again, this is an issue that's was salient in previous campaigns and kind of disappeared for some very understandable reasons over the past couple of years, but it's still going to be there on the agenda. Certainly most of the rest of the world is concerned about it, and something that any U.S. president is going to have to be able to shape policy on and make contributions towards. So, again, these are things that, for a variety of different reasons, again, debate format, candidates maybe didn't have something strong to say or, had, perceived them as weaknesses that they wanted to stay away from. One other issue is the peace process between the Israelis and the Palestinians. One brief mention by Governor Romney in a long string of things that he was talking about that the U.S. Needs to take care of. But again, this was often a central focal point of foreign policy discussions in past elections and, didn't really get any attention at all in this debate.
How important is the debate performance to the presidential election generally, do you think?
Well, I think that for the most part, most Americans don't pay a lot of attention to foreign policy and they don't cast their votes based on who they think will be a stronger foreign policy president or a better foreign policy president, with the exception that they don't want somebody who they think is either so uninformed or so reckless that they're going to endanger the country in some way. And I don't think either candidate came across as either uninformed or reckless in the debate. So my guess is that it's likely to be kind of a wash in terms of whether it makes any difference. Mm-hmm. I don't know what what the polls show in terms of whether people are going to cast their votes on that basis or how many people think that foreign policy is an important issue for them.
Most of the polls, of course, still show the economy is the top issue. Yeah. And in fact, if you look at the timing of the topics that were lined up for the presidential debates, you see economic issues being addressed really early on and foreign policy issues towards the end. To be honest, at this point, there early voting has begun in many states. People perhaps have made up their mind. Those independent voters, I think it's unclear as to whether or not this would be the issue that would most inform their decision at this point in the process.
All right. Hey, Vin Ogier of Western's Political Science Department, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Jana, you'll be back with us again next week at this time for another edition of Campaign Trails.